Did you miss us? Well, if you're one of our regular listeners, which we're starting to gain regular listeners, this season, our second season out there on the Where Eagles Dare podcast. If you're one of our regular listeners, you probably missed us pretty good. I actually saw some people that liked the Facebook post that we're coming back. We're going to get more active on the social media and stuff like that. But we are back with the Where Eagles Dare podcast with Lee and Tubby for season 2022 of the Eagles to try to get back to glory, get back to the Super Bowl. And it's just around the corner. We had our first preseason game last night, the Hall of Fame game. The Jaguars and the Raiders wasn't much of a game. None of the starters really played except for Jacobs and a couple other guys. Not much. But it's back. Football is back. And real football is right around the corner. How you feeling, Tubby, about football being back?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It really is, man. Man, there's nothing greater feeling than that up and coming football season, man. You know, I'm not a big basketball fan. I watch basketball, so that doesn't really carry me over when football ends, but soccer does. You know, right. Luckily Chelsea carries me over, keeps me going, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. And I really don't have a gap, you know, so until about June, July, and it's like kind of
right.
But then it all picks back up, man. So yeah, man, I'm really excited. About the new season, man. How can you not be if you're a real Eagles fan, man? This is our time of the year. This is our holiday. This is when we're on holiday for 17, 18 weeks now. So, yeah, man, really excited to be back, man. Talk Birds football, man. My favorite things to do.
Exactly. It is. I watch other sports. My son's recently got me back into auto racing. Not so much NASCAR, but like Formula One. I think a lot of people, Formula One's kind of sweeping the country with the Netflix show. And it's kind of gaining in popularity. So my son got on that train. I used to watch Formula One, started watching IndyCar. And it's great. I've really enjoyed the off season to be able to kind of get into that after soccer ended, like yourself. I'm a Liverpool fan, so I love soccer. But there is nothing like the NFL if you're an NFL fan. This is what we live for. And when the off season happens, it's kind of, especially like, say, being a diehard Eagles fan since I was 9 years old, this is that time of year where there's just a gap. You get the draft, which is always great, but then there's that waiting for training camp to start is just like a grind. And then it's what's interesting is that the preseason started, but they're shortening the preseason. So we don't have to sit there and agonize through four meaningless games. Now we just get three meaningless games. So you got to have those games. You got to have those games to get those guys ready for the regular season and just find out what you got in the draft and free agency and just picking up these unrestricted free agents or undrafted free agents rather. But you know, real football, man, September 11th is the date, first Eagles game. And I got my tickets and I can't wait to be there. I'm going to be in Detroit to see the opening game. So yeah, I'm fired up. It's less than a month away, man. And right now we just get to enjoy everything about it, including what we're here for today, which is doing the NFC East preview. So four teams in the NFC East, hate them all except the Eagles. We grew up in different areas of the country, and I told them I didn't care if you were an Eagles fan. I shouldn't have done that. I should have just made them all be Eagles fans, but I want to be that dad. So I was like, all right, you don't have to be an Eagles fan, but you're not allowed to be a fan of any other team in the NFC East. So I used to have like the little footballs in a little display case, and I would give them out to, you know, tell the kids, go pick your team, what team you'd like, just let me know, and we'll support them. And my youngest, man, he kept trying to bring me Cowboys helmets all the time, saying, this one, Dad. I'm like, no, and I had to take them out, the Cowboys, the Giants, and Redskins at the time, and say, all right, we got to take those out. Now, speaking of the Redskins, so this graphic is wrong. I still got the Redskins up there. I just couldn't find one with the Commander stuff yet. So I'm like, we're just going to have it for one more season until they fix this stuff. But, you know, that's going to be a hard transition is getting used to the Commanders. But at least I will say this, because I said all last year, I was getting tired of Washington football team. I'm saying Washington football team. So I'm glad that's done. So, you know, looking at the NFC East, do we think it's going to be better than it was last year? Because I know that you know, we've been dealing with for the last several years the jokes about the NFC least not being competitive. You know, the Cowboys went out in the first round. The Eagles go out. You know, they're just not as strong since the Eagles won the Super Bowl they've been kind of, you know, one and done, or if they, you know, if they do get in. What is your thoughts on the NFC East as a whole before we start breaking it down?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, the NFL is all about what have you done for me lately type deal. You know, the NFC East are responsible for Tom Brady not having 10 Super Bowl rings.
Damn straight.
I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there before you want to talk crap about the NFC East. Man, you know, it's just we're always strong because of our fan base. If you come to Philly, you're going to feel that fan base. If you go down to D.C., you're going to feel that fan base. If you go up to New York, well, you know, North Jersey, same thing. You're going to feel that fan base. And, you know, you go down to the Cowboys, you're going to feel the most delusional fan base in pro football. So, you know, man, as a whole, people know that we bring it every single year, no matter what our rosters are. We every game, you know, NFC East, at least our fans, we feel like we can beat anybody no matter the no matter our roster, man. So overall, man, we're always going to bring it. We're always going to bring it, man. We got, like I said, we got new people coming into the division that we didn't have last year. So that strengthens it. We got Carson Wentz back. We're doing a little overall, you know, just a overall view. You got Carson Wentz coming back, but you know, you got guys that left, you know, Dallas. What's my guy name? That went up to Cleveland.
I'm talking about Amari. Amari Cooper.
Say that again.
You say Amari
Cooper. Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. There's been some changes, some moving around. But overall, yeah, definitely a strong division, man, for sure, man. What you thinking about the division? Overall this year,
you know, the interesting question will be, can a champion, you know, come out of this division this year? And I think that, you know, I think if you talk to people at ESPN, they will tell you that, yeah, the Dallas, sure, they could win it. I'm not convinced on that end. I think that legitimately, if it's going to be out of the NFC East, and yeah, I could be biased. I am biased. I'll just say it right now. This is an Eagles podcast. If there's a champ going to come out of the NFC East or a contender to the Super Bowl title, it's got to be the Eagles with all they've done in the offseason. There are just a couple of limiting factors that might keep them from that. We don't know how good Jalen Hurts can be when he's got all these weapons now. So it's definitely an unknown. I think we're both convinced that he's going to be good enough to get them to the playoffs and win. At least right now, I mean, you see everything that they've done, but it takes a total team. And that's where the Eagles have really built from last year's roster and built a stronger roster than before. And this is a playoff team. Granted, they got beat up by Tom Brady and the Bucks in round one. It happened, but it was good experience for a lot of the young guys. It's good experience for Hurts to be out there and see what playoff football and to be hungry after having that taste in your mouth of being, you know, knocked down after losing. So I think that the Eagles do have, if it's going to come out of the East, I think it's going to be the Eagles. I think what you said, we'll talk about the Cowboys here in a minute. I think they've lost too much to be able to be real legitimate contenders for the title. They could definitely make the playoffs and be a contenders for the NFC East title. I'm not ruling them out of winning the division, but they've lost a lot, and we'll get to that in a minute. So, but let's start with our NFC preview. Let's start with the Eagles. Just some quick news and notes about what happened. Former Bucks defensive tackle Kobe Smith is signed with the Eagles now, and that's just more depth on that defensive line. Our defensive line are actually both offensive and defensive lines, probably one of the best in the league right now after everything that they've done in the offseason. So this was a really big bonus move. In addition, I don't think we talked about it since the last podcast, but they signed James Bradbury, corner from Giants. We may have brought it up at the last podcast, I can't remember, but that's huge because one of the things I was worried about was that other corner spot opposite Slay after they lost Steven Nelson. So to know that we've got Bradbury coming in, who's no slouch at that position, we got our corners. Depth at corner, it may be something we have to worry about, but we'll see how that goes. Also, I just had to share this meme. I don't know if you've seen the new helmet protectors in training camp. For those listening, if you haven't seen them, they look like rugby helmets. They're just these padded rubber protectors that you have to slide over your helmets now in training camp to prevent concussions. It's a legitimate concern. We're not trying to make fun of it, but my boy Kelsey had actually grabbed some bubble wrap and put around. So if you're just one of the listeners, you can't see the meme. This will be our cover for this week. But yeah, he wrapped bubble wrap around his helmet, going full bubble boy for practice. You got to love Kelsey. Glad he's back for another year.
Yeah, man. Just back to the Kelce real quick.
Oh, yeah.
When you see the video clips, you can hear the bubbles popping.
I did not see the video.
When you watch the video of it, you can actually hear the bubbles popping.
I did not see that.
That's what it makes it even more, you know, just
funny. Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
He goes in, picks his head down, you hear that pop. Yeah, he was making a big old show about it, man.
Oh, it was great. I mean, they do look silly. They do serve a purpose. But, yeah, you got to make fun of it. There's no way you can't. You wear them, but you can have some fun with it. But, yeah, if I was like a defensive lineman, I'd be trying to pop him by hand on his helmet every time I went by him. Yeah. So it's good stuff.
Kelce always keeping it light, man. Always keeping it light.
Definitely. I saw some people talking about his speech again, and some of the guys that were there from the speech from 2017 from the parade, and they talk about how he was just lit. He was just hammered. They saw him chug three or four beers, and then a fan threw him a beer, chug another one. When he got up there, he was lit, and they said they just don't know how. Everything was off the top of his head. It wasn't pre-written, and that just shows you what kind of guy Kelce is. He's somebody definitely you'd want to hang out with if you're going to party for the weekend. He's definitely somebody who'd be a life of the party. So love our boy Kelce. And also just another quick news and notes about the Eagles is they're doing an alternate helmet this year. Like, I don't know if you saw the Bengals helmet, which is just beautiful. It's amazing. They're doing the Bengals alternate uniform this year is going to be like a negative, reverse negative on their uniform. So it's going to be white and with black tiger stripes. And the helmet's the same way. It's gorgeous. Definitely got to give them props to that. The Eagles, because they use the alternate black uniform every year, they're going to be doing an alternate black helmet. I've thought about getting myself one of these mini black helmets like that because they are cool. Of course, I love my green, but every mixing it up every once in a while, it's pretty awesome. So we have that to look forward to. Also, it was proved that we'll have the Kelly green alternates this year, which will be pretty cool to see the Eagles in that getup. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, every time you bring the Kelly greens back, it's, I got the Kelly green behind me, you know. Because you have a Kelly green jersey on.
I got the Sullic on right now.
I mean, it's definitely just a color that, it's kind of like, and I know I have a Phillies hat on, but the maroon Phillies, some things are just legendary in Philly that they keep on in that maroon. I don't know if you remember the Mike Schmidt days. They had the maroon and like light blue and whatnot, man. Those colors still stay around.
Yeah.
So, we always love the Kelly greens. It always reminds us of those good Reggie White, Randall Cunningham days, man.
Oh, sure. Yeah, amazing. I was going through, of course, because my basement flooded, so I had to get through all my memorabilia to make sure it was safe. And I had an old Monday Night Football Sports Illustrated with Randall Cunningham on the cover in the Kelly green. And it just makes you feel good. I love their uniforms now. Don't get me wrong. I love the logo. I love everything. But that goes back to my childhood, remembering those days and that old helmet. Some people don't like it, but if you're older Eagle fan like me, it's amazing. So, yeah, there's a lot to look forward to this year in just all the different changes and the uniforms and everything. But this team, we talked about it in the offseason special. We talked about it in the draft special. We can't come out of the draft and free agency. I don't think we could have come out any better. I mean, you land A.J. Brown during the draft in a trade. You grab Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. I mean, it's just one after the other, and then to go out and sign Bradbury, like we mentioned, at corner, they've stacked this team pretty well, getting ready for the season. Just about every hole for this team has been filled except maybe safety. Now we're going to have Marcus Epps there, and that could be, and we've got others that we brought in. Jakizi Tartt is going to probably be backing him up in that role. That's the only place I'm not quite sure. But if that's really my only concern, I'm good with that. How do you feel about the Eagles roster as far as the NFC East goes, as far as where they would finish?
Well, I mean, on paper, we look great. But, the reality is we have a lot of guys that still haven't taken an NFL snap. N'Kobe Dean, I like him, but he hasn't taken an NFL snap. Jordan Davis hasn't taken an NFL snap. Cam Jurgens, we got really good. We have solid, with that pedigree coming. We have a good pedigree. The guys on our roster, we have a lot of guys that are hard competitors. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Zach Pascals, Even Quez, man, I think Quez is going to surprise a lot of people. I know Quez is not on everybody's roster, but I think he's going to surprise a lot of people because I think Buzz has always been hanging around. I think if it wasn't for Rager, he probably would have had a little more shine. But I know people love the A.J. Browns and the Devontae Smiths, but I'm looking for Quez to have a good season, too. But overall, our roster, yes, I think we could do a little bit better at running back. And then we have, we have Hurts going into a nice year because it's kind of like a contract year for him. So you always get the best out of the players. And I think, you know, overall, I really like the Eagles squad, man. You don't need a safety to win a Super Bowl. Look at the Rams. They picked up Weddle. But the last couple weeks of the season or something like that,
right?
You got a 40-year-old Weddle or something like that starting in the Super Bowl. You're not going to fill every gap, but you just want a team that can build some cohesion, man. It'll be like you look at the Eagles practices, the OTAs, and a couple spring training, like they're having fun, man, building that chemistry. So that's why I like more over there. I want them to go in that league with, to start the season with a good, you know, good spirits, you know, high up on each other, you know, just really keeping that good vibe going.
Yeah.
So I like our roster overall, man, compared to anybody else in the NFC East, for sure.
I mean, offensively, you can't deny that they have one of the best lines in the league now. Even with Brandon Brooks retiring, you know, they go out and they get Cam Jurgens in the draft to be the future Kelce successor. But Kelce's coming back this year. You know, we've got so much that these guys are ready to take their next step. And like you mentioned, the addition of Zach Pascal. That's an underrated move when you talk about you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and now you put Pascal in the slot. And like you said, Quez is the fourth. We noticed we didn't even mention Rager's name. And that the only reason we did was to point out that we hadn't mentioned it. But those four are solid. And then you combine that with Miles Sanders coming back off the injury, hopefully better. The only real question mark, and to us it's not much of one, is the Jalen Hurts factor. Is he going to be better in year three to where – it's a much more balanced offense. And we didn't even mention Goddard. I mean, look at that on paper. Right. That offense, to me, matches up with anybody in the league right now. It just does. Yeah. Defensive side of the ball, like I said, it just comes down to the safety because our front seven, that to me, we talked about it last year, is all on Gannon. It all depends on how his defensive scheme runs when he's got these horses. If he's able to let Bradbury and Slay cover in man so that you can get the pressure that you need on the quarterback. We'll see how I'm not a fan of his scheme. I'm not a fan of the bend but don't break, but I'm wondering if this season, if it's going to play out better because of the improvements along everywhere. Cause we're going to have linebackers that can cover now, which we didn't have before. I mean, so it's, we had a pretty good season last year, but we're getting Brendan Graham back. It's just, I mean, it's seriously, unless they get some decimated by injuries early round, yeah, it's going to be amazing. What do you say?
Yeah. No, just the depth. Hassan Reddick as well, too. We didn't mention him.
Yeah.
You know, we just got guys that can play. But we'll see, man. We got to put it all together. We need a good game plan. Like you said, with Gannon, we don't know. Scheme-wise as well, too. Remember last year, the first seven games of the year, I'm yelling from the rooftops, hey, man, this is actually a running line. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, it had nothing to do with the offense. I'm talking about just the personnel that was on the line. It's like,
right.
I feel like we're bringing that same personnel back, man. And we'll see what happens. But I just want a nice balanced attack this year from the Eagles on the offensive side. I don't want no heavy QB runs. Mm-hmm. I want just a balanced playbook and just run the playbook. That's the biggest determination of where Jalen is. Because if you're running the playbooks that you are – specifically have for him because of his abilities to run the ball, but then you switch it up when another quarterback comes, and I don't think that's a good measuring stick. Run the same playbook for every quarterback on that squad, and then we can measure up, and then we can see what we have, man. But that's where I am. The only concern I do have is the quarterback spot, and if Jalen goes down, we don't have a proven guy.
Right.
We don't have anybody on that roster with a playoff win.
That's true.
They're not easy to come by. We don't have anybody on that roster with a playoff win, so it's just like we don't know. We got Minshew and then Carson Strong and Stinchin, but I'm telling you, man, if Hurts goes down, that could really tank everything around it, man. Because of the it looks easy, but it's the reason why teams go through a lot of quarterbacks, man, because it's not the easiest position to play, man.
Yeah. I think a lot of the teams in the NFC East are in that boat. If Dak went down for Dallas, it'd be all over them. We've seen that happen before. Dak goes down and they're done. And it, yeah, so we just got to keep our fingers crossed. I mean, that's the
starters in like Dalton. It's not like they brought bums and they brought a starter in of Dalton. And they still couldn't get it done because it's just not that easy.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. That guy knows the offense and it's designed for that quarterback. So, yeah, if Jalen goes down, we're going to be hurting. One of the other, you know, guys, like I said, is back is Miles Sanders, and he put out this take from the training camp, which I enjoyed this, how it came about, because it has a flashback of what happened back in 2010 with the dream team, quote unquote, quote that came out of the Eagles camp that year with Vince Young, and it really just kind of blew up in their face. And so Miles Sanders comes out and, you know, after the first bit of camp saying, we all feel like we're an all-star team. We feel unstoppable. And what I liked was that A.J. Brown quickly smacked that down and said, no, we haven't won anything yet, so we're not on any type of all-star team. He really was quick to make sure that they got rid of the juju from that quote. So I know that it feels like on paper, it feels like an all-star team, and I get it. It's a really good-looking team. But Miles is going to learn that until you prove it on the field, you don't prove it in the press. And I learned this, so we're going to throw myself under the bus because I learned this back in 2010. This is a Facebook post I found this week from July 30th, 2011, 11 years ago. And I wrote, great morning to wake up an Eagles fan. They sign Nnamdi Asamoah, Jason Babin, Vince Young, Donald Lee, and then trade Kevin Cobb for Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. Love the new GM, which was Howie Roseman, and can't wait for the season to start. Oh, man, that was a bad take on my part.
That's not that bad of a take, man. In hindsight, you know, they say hindsight is 2020, but at the time, Nnamdi Asamoah was the man out there.
Exactly,
DRC was playing good football anywhere that he went.
Yeah.
You know, with the Cardinals, with the Jets. He played good ball, man. I mean, Vince Young,
But well, you know, as a backup to Vic.
This new GM.
Yeah.
6 years time, still got a Super Bowl.
It's true.
That's not Super Bowls, you know, just speaking on Super Bowls for a second, I will remind everyone that Aaron Rodgers has one ring.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody that wants to just believe that one person can hold you back or stop you, because, you know, the momentum going in is like, man, if we just have a quarterback, we'll just win it. And I'm like, tell that to Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
17 years in the league, exactly. One ring. Peyton Manning, he went one ring in 18 years and then won it his 19th year. One ring, Peyton Manning, 18 years. But people will make you believe that if Hurts is the reason why you won't win the Super Bowl, and it's just like, man, it takes, so I like the good points of talking about the whole roster in general, because it takes a full roster. You can have the greatest quarterback and still not win. You have to build a roster, cohesion, and it works. So, yeah, man. But I'm really looking forward to the season overall, man. But I just always wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I mean, in hindsight,
that stuff, like, look, man.
Oh, yeah.
All-star team. We have to win games first.
Exactly. Exactly. When I saw the take, it made me laugh, though, because it's just something that I felt back 11 years ago. Now, when they won the Super Bowl in 2017, and it just seems like it was yesterday, still doesn't believe it's like 5 years ago. But still, if you know, you watched every game that year, it didn't come easy that year. They went through ups and downs with Wentz going down and then having Foles come in. It was one of the most rockiest seasons. But for the Eagles to win it that year, things had to fall in place. That game against the Falcons where they had to come from behind and win it at the end, the blowout against the Vikings, who would have saw that coming after going down 7-0, and then going up against one of the best quarterback of all time in Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. It just doesn't happen easy, like you said. Things have to fall into place. You have to get a little bit of luck. You have to get some good fortune. You have to get good calls. You have to stay relatively injury-free. So anything can happen this year. I do like the Eagles' chances. There's some great teams out there. Buffalo is great on the AFC side of the ball. The Chiefs are going to be great. The Rams are going to be good coming back again this year in the NFC. The 49ers will probably be decent. There's going to be some decent teams to contend with. But today we're just talking about our division. So let's move it into our chief rival, who is either going to finish first or finish second. I think we both agree on that. And that's the Dallas Cowboys. Now, before we get too deep into the Cowboys, just want to point out this stat that's all over the internet right now. Number of rings since 1997. That's a long time ago. J-Lo has six. She's been married six times. And Dallas, zero. So whenever my Dallas friends like to talk about how they got more rings and the Eagles just have one, I'm like, we can't talk ancient history when we're talking about Dallas rings. Because all of their, like, the one of my favorite memes that's out there is the Super Bowl highlights. Where if your Super Bowl highlights are only in VHS, then you haven't won a Super Bowl in a very long period of time. And that's basically the Cowboys right now. But
facts.
And they're, you know what, they're hurting this year. I was really surprised at the losses they took. The biggest ones being losing Randy Gregory and, like we talked about, with Amari Cooper going to Cleveland and losing Lyle Collins. That's massive pieces of your championship puzzle that if you're trying to build toward one that they didn't replace. They went out and got, you know, Dante Fowler and they got Tyler Smith in the draft, you know, to replace that those lines. So they're not, you know, they're not going in blind, but it isn't to lose what they I think I saw in a Hall of Fame game last night. They were talking about the offense. They lost 17 touchdowns in Amari Cooper last year. So, and combined with everybody they lost, that's a big chunk of your offense if you're going in that way. And they, on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, they're going to get Michael Gallup back. And, of course, CeeDee Lamb is CeeDee Lamb. He's outstanding. And they got Dalton Schultz at tight end. So they're not going to be slouched. And, of course, they got, you know, Zeke coming back and Pollard. So they've got an offense. They're not going to be slouches on offense. But I think Amari Cooper is a big loss to the overall scheme of things as far as taking the heat off of Lamb. So I think it's going to impact. I think they're going to be hanging around. You know, the record, last year's record was 12-5. I don't see them duplicating that. I don't see them being 12-5 this year. I think that's a stretch. Right. And I think that
I don't see the Cowboys.
Yeah,
what I don't see the Cowboys being 11-5 at all. You know, they got a lot of young studs. You know, Diggs coming back. He had the most interceptions last year, but he also gave up the most touchdowns as well too. So he's just turning into a gamble guy. I don't know, man. I think the Giants could potentially finish higher than the Cowboys this year. I don't know. It's something about the Giants been kind of a sleeper. I think Saquon's healthy. I think we have to see how Saquon, how healthy Saquon is. If he's healthy, I think he may have been rushed back a little bit last year. It was a pretty nasty injury that he took. Then he took another ankle injury during the season. They just wouldn't shut him down and let him rest. I think a fully rested Saquon is tough, man. Tough. And, you know, Daniel Jones hasn't had a good career, but he's one more year into the same era. You know, they got D-Ball up there. They have new coach up there. No, it's second year.
Brian Daboll. I thought this was his first year, but
Brian Daboll. This is first year. Okay.
They got him and Joe Shine from Buffalo. So they got brought them in. So to me, that's the key right there. Is I think it's a lot with, like, when Sirianni came in last year. Granted, the Eagles made the playoffs and they struggled to do it, but they made it. But Sirianni was a first year head coach. I think that's going to affect them a lot. I'm not a big Daniel Jones guy. I think that I'm just not convinced that. I think Hurts is a much better quarterback. Dak is a much better quarterback than Daniel Jones right now. So I don't know what they've got. Other than Saquon, that lights the earth on fire as far as offensively. Defensively, I mean, I don't know. I just don't. There's so much unknowns. I really expect them to be kind of the whipping boys of the East this year. That's just my prick. Yeah. In fact, I had a meme. I pulled a meme on it just because it makes me laugh. Is it just the crying Jordan meme? And it just says Giants fans be like, got my game face on. I have a friend who's a Giants fan, and he's not too excited about this year. Maybe it's just because they've had such struggles in the past few years. They're just tired. I think they're just tired, and that's a problem. You know, they lost Evan Ingram, which is a big loss to me. That's like a big part of their offense. They lost Logan Ryan at safety, so I really just don't see. They got a pretty decent offensive line. They brought in a couple of guys on offensive line to kind of bolster that to help Saquon out. But I don't know. It's Saquon's age and injuries. It may get the better of them. We'll just have to see. I mean, it's an unknown.
Right. And as far as the Commanders go, you know, they have Wentz out there. We'll see what happens. I mean, I still think Wentz is a pretty solid quarterback. I just think he, in a haste, he doesn't perform well at times, which is, I guess, is kind of important if you're a quarterback. But man, that Washington roster, man, I just can't call it, man. They always, you got Scary Terry out there, Terry McLaurin. He's a quarterback. And, you know, Wentz, when he picks his right target, he'll go to him really heavy. They have Thomas coming back. Remember Logan Thomas? He was having a solid season. You know Wentz loves a tight end.
Right.
And Thomas is like 6'6", 6'7", or something. You got some big targets out there, man, and in that backfield.
Mm-hmm.
McKissick bounced back from his injury last year, and I forgot who the other guy was.
Are you talking about Antonio Gibson? Are you talking about
Gibson?
Yeah, Gibson was great, and he'll be back. And yeah, McLaurin is great. Yeah, right.
You know, Chase Young won't be back because he's injured.
Yeah,
you know, Chase Young, that's a big loss for him, so he won't start the season. But they're getting back, and you know, at the NFC, you know, when you're in the division, the end of the year is way more important than how it starts, because that's when the bulk of your games. Like, we don't even see the Giants until week 14.
Right.
And
it's weird how the NFL does that, where they set the schedule up to where we play most of our division opponents toward the end. I get it. It's meant to draw excitement toward the playoff races, but I'd like to get like the first half playing some of our division opponents out of the way, so we're not back end heavy on the back of the season, but it is what it is. Yeah, you know, another losses they have, they lost Brandon Scheff and Landon Collins at safety, and that's a big loss for them. So they're I don't want to say they're in rebuilding mode. I think they're brought in Wentz because they didn't believe in Heinicke at being able to get the job done. And so it was they're kind of throwing up a Hail Mary with the Wentz thing. And it was, to me, it's just kind of surprising how quickly the Colts and Frank Reich, who thought he could rework that magic from 2017 with Wentz, how quickly they gave up on that and decided to move on. It kind of blows my mind. I granted they had an opportunity to get a great quarterback, but
he didn't have the support either.
And if you watch the games, he wasn't great with Indy. That was all Jonathan. I like to call him Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Who was like the actor on Home Improvement, but that was all Jonathan Taylor. That was everything that was him. You know, that's our number one fantasy football running back coming back this year. It was all one guy, and Wentz should have had a better year when your running back is that outstanding, and he didn't. So I loved Wentz when he was with Philly. I thought he was going to have a great career. I think there's so many things that have worked against him. I think the injuries have created, just like they did with Robert Griffin III, another Washington quarterback, it created confidence issues where he's tentative with his throws. He's tentative to run out of the pocket because he don't want to get hurt again. And it took, when you take away a quarterback's legs, like it did with Griffin and now with Wentz, it really impacts their game overall. You know what happened? We saw it happen when McNabb started having injuries, and when Cunningham started having injuries. You break your leg, or you have a really bad MCL, and it affects everything. Then you know, fat defensive linemen are catching you from behind because you're waiting, and you can't decide whether you want to run or if you're going to wait a few more minutes to let that pass go. When in the past you would know if your receiver's coverage is taken off, and I think with Wentz that's where he's at right now. I don't think he's his dynamic. Could be wrong. I mean, if he does well with Washington, God bless him. I hope he doesn't, because he's a division opponent now. It was just like when McNabb went to Washington. Love you, McNabb, but I don't want you to do well. So I don't want Wentz to do well. I think that they'll be middle of the road. I actually believe, just my opinion, I think Washington and the Giants will both end up under 500 this year. Giants will be just a little bit better, maybe 8-9. Not Giants, the Commanders 8-9, and then Giants like somewhere around 6 wins maybe. I just don't think either team's going to be that great. I think it's all going to be Dallas and Philadelphia. When we did the schedule preview and we talked about the Eagles' opponents, the Eagles' schedule is really, really favorable. So it's going to come down to those games against Dallas head-to-head for the division. Eagles win in Dallas this year, it's on. It is on as far as taking the whole thing. So I think it's going to be interesting. Now, that's my prediction. I think the Eagles first, the Cowboys just behind. I really think the Eagles can go 11-6, and I think the Cowboys, I mean, Eagles could be better than that, but I'm going to be, you know, a little bit on the conservative side, 11-6, and I think the Cowboys could be just behind at 10-7, and then the Washington and the Giants. What do you got as far as you, the way you see the East?
I have the Eagles around that same kind of wins, 11 or 12. I think, you know, give or take a game or two, a bounce or two here or there, bad call here or there. I can see it's definitely, I have definitely an expectation to win double digit games this year for sure, especially if our line stays healthy. If we've got healthy guys up front, I don't see why, because now I think everybody should know each other enough to run a successful offense, and hopefully Gannon has learned to run a successful defense. And I think if we stop quarterbacks from completing 80% on us, I think we can have a way greater chance, man. That's, to me, that was about, you know, I know we didn't beat, because we have improved, man. Last year we didn't beat a team with a winning record. So we were better than the worst, but we wasn't as good as the best, you know. So
good point.
You know, we have to make that step forward. And I think in the Cowboys, I think the Eagles should win the division, 11-12 wins. I can see the Cowboys kind of right around there. I can see it go down to like the last couple weeks of the season with the Cowboys as well, too. And if Washington hit a hot streak, because they have a veteran quarterback. I just, you know, veteran quarterbacks, you know, you got guys that have been around and can stay healthy for a whole season, which Wentz kind of did last year. If Daniels can last year, I think if all of the guys stay healthy, I think it's going to be a fight, man. It's always a dog fight in our division. So I don't expect anything different this year.
Yeah, I think that the games in the division will always be tough. They're never gimmies, no matter how bad the teams are doing. I think that you're right on that aspect. I'm just thinking overall against other opponents. I think I saw a stat this week, so don't hold me to the complete accuracy, but I'm pretty sure it was no NFC team has ever repeated as a division champs since the Eagles did it in 03 and 04, which is almost, you know, 20 years ago almost. That a team has repeated as a division champ. So I think that for the Cowboys to do it, if they do it, great for them. I don't think they will. I think it is the Eagles' division to lose with everything they got. We have to see the chemistry between Brown and Smith when they've got these guys out there, because the thing was, we saw last year with Smith, you know, out there on his own, really, with no help from Rager, getting open, and he was just making plays. And now you've got another guy that people have to account for. I think that that is going to be the difference. In my opinion, if I had to say one thing why I think the Eagles will be better than the Cowboys this year, it's going to be because the Cowboys lost Amari Cooper, so they don't have that guy to take the heat off CeeDee Lamb, and the Eagles gained A.J. Brown, which is just going to open up their passing offense even more, and it's going to open up their running game a little bit more with Miles Sanders, because once they start worrying about the pass, it's going to create big holes for our running line, as you talked about, to be able to create holes for Sanders. And so unless something drastic happens, I'm really excited about this season. I'm more than ever. I got tickets to the opening game, and I also got tickets to the November 20th game in Indianapolis, because I live in Ohio. I can't live in Philly and go to those games. I may go out to Philly for a game this year, but for those two, I'm definitely got tickets for. So we're hoping maybe that if your schedule allows, you can join me at some of those games and we can report from there as well.
I'm working on it. I already talked to the wife about it, you know.
All right.
See what happens, man. I threw out a jab. See what happens.
There we go. Tickets are already taken care of. We already got them. We just got to get together and make it happen. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. But I do want to mention that we are going to be here at least once a week to discuss each of the preseason games. And this is what we've got lined up. We've got the Jets at Philly on August 12th. That's next week. And we will be here to report on that after the game. We also have the preseason game number 2 is August 21st. We'll be here after that game to Philly at Cleveland. I should have gone to that. Now that I think about it, missed opportunity. It's just up the road. And then on August 27th, they take on the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. That's all of our preseason opponents. And we'll be here after that to discuss it. And then the big one, week 1, September 11th in Detroit, against the Lions to start the season opener. So we will be here at least once a week. When the regular season starts, we're going to be here twice a week to do a preview and then a recap. But for now, preseason, we're just going to talk about the preseason game because there's no point in previewing a preseason game. We could just talk about what we saw, you know.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to. And I'm looking forward to this next preseason and this everything next week, August 12th. Ready to go. It's going to be a lot of fun. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to Tubby for his final words of the podcast.
Again, thanks for coming to check us out on the Where Eagles Dare podcast. Check out our social media platforms with Regular Leah, run them all down to you. And yeah, man, we're going to be posting more clips this year, especially on YouTube, our Facebook, and our TikTok. We're going to definitely try to get a little more content out there for TikTok. So whether it's a preseason game or whatever it's at, you know, just check us out, man. Look out for content from us, man. We may drop little clips. You know, somebody may get injured throughout the week, or maybe a new signing happens like Kobe. And, you know, we may drop a little short and, you know, just tell you what's on our mind or try to keep you up to date as possible, man. You're going to be locked in this season. You're going to see a lot of Lee and Tubby this season, for sure.
That sounds good. You know, I'm out of practice, so I forgot to mention that. Yeah, if you want to email us, you can do so at our Gmail. It's Lee, that's L-E-E dot bird, that's B-Y-R-D dot eaglesdare at gmail.com. Also, you know, if you like the live stream and you want to check it out, you can follow us on Twitch. You can follow us on YouTube as well as Facebook. We'll be more than happy to take emails and requests and just ask, you know, answer your questions on the podcast whenever you have something coming up about the Eagles football. So with that being said, we're going to head out. And so, Tubby, what do you got to say for me?
Hey, fly, Eagles, fly.
And go Birds. We'll talk to you next week after the Jets preseason game. Have a good weekend, everybody.